The second tab is used to document the design slopes, widths, and lengths for various curb ramp elements. Details of each ramp type shows each element of the ramp design and its corresponding letter on the chart. As previously mentioned, when a curb ramp type is selected from the drop-down on row 30 of the first tab, it activates the required fields on this tab. The fields will be highlighted in the bottom right of this form. Each of the blue fields must be filled in with either a slope in percent or a dimension in inches. Here are a few important notes regarding what dimensions and slopes to record based on design. Width dimensions for landings and ramps should be the smallest value. Length dimensions for ramps should be the largest value. And all reported slopes for landings, ramps, and side flares should be the highest value. There are a few tips to assist in being able to successfully measure slopes and widths of constructed curb ramps. First is to utilize a 4-foot digital level to provide the best representation of actual slopes. Make sure the digital level is set in percent slope before use. The second is to use a tape measure in inches, since that is the value for lengths and widths to be recorded. The final tip is to utilize the comments box at the bottom to provide any observations and/or to document any unusual conditions noted.